Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome into a Monday ABQ Connect. I have with us in studio Dennis Popper. He is the chairman of New Mexico Men of Honor. And we have Judge Vance Day, the president of Promise Keepers and Dysep Han. He is the prayer coordinator for the ministry. Gentlemen, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Great to be with you. Thanks, Jim.
I know that none of you are wanting to be mad at me for all of the phone trouble we had with you last week, but we wanted to have you back on the show because you have an amazing virtual event coming up July 31st and August 17th. And Judge Vance, I want to go right to you and ask you about what we can expect in this great event with Promise Keepers.
Well, I think men today are to that point where we really need encouragement. Culture needs encouragement. And the only encouragement that really is lasting is the encouragement of the Holy Spirit in Jesus Christ. And so when you look at what should happen in a digital event, an event that men all over the world can engage in, an event where we gather together in small groups of men in churches or at homes or even singly, you know, where you can't get together with other men. What should happen in that event is exactly what's happening in the Promise Keepers Global Digital Gathering. Great worship, great speakers and messages. And of course, the messages are based on a biblical foundation and scripture. But out of that, there should be great opportunity to do some Bible doing, meaning engaging our culture and the world through making an impact. And so we have that as well. So it's essentially 7 hours of great programming. So it breaks up into two sessions. Many, many churches across the United States, just about 500 at this point, are taking the simulcast Friday evening. And they can throttle it back or forth. They can start early, start late, whatever it may be. And that's 3 hours Friday evening. And then Saturday morning, most of them are starting about 9 o'clock and they'll watch 4 hours. Mm-hmm. Tony Evans, Jonathan Evans, Mark Batterson, people who, like John Gray, John Eldridge, Ken Cole from the financial ministry of Dave Ramsey, a whole variety of speakers, Greg Steer, Steve Berger, and of course then you have great worship with the Promise Keepers Worship Band, Danny Gokey, Phil and Evan Wickham, Michael W. Smith, and then even Bishop Garlington showing up as he did many, many years ago, singing for the crowd. So it's going to be awesome, Jim, and it's really easy to tap into it. It's free, number one, and two, you can take it as a simulcast, meaning go to a church that's hosting an event, or you can live stream it. Really simple for you listeners, go to www.promisekeepersevent.com. That's one full word, promisekeepersevent.com, and register. That's all you have to do. And you can take it anytime in the next 60 days. Most people are getting together this Friday and Saturday morning, Friday evening, Saturday morning, but you don't have to do that. You can take it for the next 60 days at a time that works for you.
I want to go to Dysep now. Dysep, you are the prayer coordinator for Promise Keepers. Tell us what's gone into, how have you been supported in prayer? You've had to change your plans. Of course, all of us have had to do that to a certain degree because of COVID. And at the same time, I think we talked about last week that whenever you have this kind of opposition, when you ever have these kinds of difficulties, a lot of times that's God saying, I'm about to do something really, really extra special, and just keep your faith in me.
Well, I am so blessed because I have so many friends and ministry partners and even strangers alike. When I mention, would you pray for Promise Keepers? They're on board. They realize that men need prayer. This event's going to need prayer. And we also offer multiple opportunities during the week on prayer calls and Zoom to pray. Some of these opportunities are just men. Others are both men and women. So we have lots of opportunities to offer the body of Christ to come together in prayer. But, you know, many folks are praying for promise keepers within their own ministry, within their own church, within their own families. So we are so grateful and appreciative to the body of Christ praying for us.
I want to go back to Vance real quickly, and then I'm going to ask Dennis. Dennis Popper is the chairman of New Mexico Men of Honor. He's in studio with me today. We have Judge Vance Day and Dice Upon via the phones, and you guys, again, very gracious to be on the phones with us. And I heard a little bit of feedback, so if you're talking on your speakerphone, you might want to just talk to us directly on the phone. Sometimes we get those sound effects going back and forth. That also happens when you're on a computer. So if you're on a computer, you might want to plug in some like earphones or something to it. So anyway, I do want to go back to Judge Day. One of the things that Promise Keepers has a reputation for, and you've done over the years, is have these massive, huge events. And I know that you were planning on having the event this year in the Dallas Cowboys Stadium in Texas, and you were expecting 80,000 plus literally, what, another million men participating online. You may, because of COVID, have an even larger audience. Isn't that true?
That is true, Jim. It's always amazing. I think you've hit it right on the head. You know, when God presents us a problem, it's a problem to us. It's really an opportunity for Him. And so nothing passes through His hands, if we truly believe He's sovereign, and He is, nothing passes through His hands that He either doesn't intend or that He doesn't allow in His wisdom. And so we had Dallas Cowboys Stadium, 80,000 guys. To make this shift was a big, big lift. And the board really looked at it and said, no, God's in this, and we're even going to double down. We'll make it for free. Not to challenge the Lord, but to really just be sensitive to the men in this difficult time where many of them have lost their job and they need encouragement. They need to know that other men, you know, love them and care for them, will do life with them. And so that's why we really want men to get together in small groups, you know, do the barbecue Friday night and then watch the event for 3 hours and do a breakfast Saturday morning. And then with 5 or 6 other guys, do the event together. Or, like I said, get together with a church in the area. There's a big map on PromiseKeepersEvent.com that they can go to. They can see different churches in the area that are hosting the simulcast. Unfortunately, we don't have, you know, small groups of men on that map. Everybody would show up at Dennis's house there in Albuquerque and flood it. It wouldn't be good for him. But
well, I think Dennis would welcome them. Now, his wife might strangle him.
Yeah.
But, hey, Dennis Popper is the chairman of New Mexico Men of Honor. He is working really hard on the ground in New Mexico, having quarterly events with men. And Dennis, why don't you explain a little bit about how New Mexico Men of Honor and how Promise Keepers really works to strengthen churches?
Well, we are a sister ministry from New Mexico Praise and America Praise. And so we got together with Brian Allred and said, let's make a men's citywide, statewide ministry that draws all churches together and bring men together, just like Promise Keepers. And then so we'll have 4 events. And the 4th event of the year, because we started in October, had one in January. We were going to have one in the spring, but that became a Zoom event. And then our 4th one is, of course, July 31st with Promise Keepers. So we're on board. We love to have men come together. And even more than that, after the men come together in this great event, we want to see guys get discipled from this, from their decisions to follow Christ for the first time or coming back to Him. We want to be very involved in getting guys discipled.
Well, you also, Dennis, bring people, really strong believers from different churches together, and that's really good for the community, isn't
Amen.
It?
Amen. Sure is. You know, it's great to have, you know, when there is unity, there the strength and power that the Lord brings in unity is just unmatched. And so we love to see how God uses all of us together, and there's no barriers. And so we're all working for the same thing. We're all wanting the same thing as God moves. This is a great movement. I know Vance has said one time, it's not about Promise Keepers and the Ministry of Promise Keepers. It's about a movement of God. I love that every time he says that.
Judge Day, why don't you play off that a little bit? I want to know how men have come into your life and supported you through difficult times.
Well, men make men. We know that. Like I said before, I love my wife to death. She really is my best friend and the most faithful companion and co-laborer that I know. But men make men, and I'm a result of men pouring into my life for the last 60 years, either from a legal standpoint, men who mentored me in the law, or other judges who took an interest in me and helped me become a good judge, I think. And so when you look at today's environment, and I don't mean to sound pejorative or negative, but the church has really leaned here in North America toward a feminine environment. The colors on the daily bulletin, or the songs are in a key that match women's voices. There's a lot of jobs for women in the local body of Christ, but there's very few for men. And so men feel left out. Like, geez, I can't be a parking attendant, or I don't want to be a greeter necessarily, but I'm a great CEO. How do I help the church? I mean, you know, there's a problem there. And so I think what God is doing amongst men is he's calling up into a higher level of service. And that means through discipleship, men's ministry in the sense of men together to share, you know, vulnerably, to be transparent, to support each other, not just this, you know, pablum of, all, hey, I'll pat you on the back and say, I'll pray for you, but they never do. It means doing life together, like the disciples did life together in the early days. And that movement is upon us. It's happening all over the place. And so that's why we just need to join with God in what he's doing. He's creating a great tidal wave of revival, and it's moving toward us steadily. I believe we're into the early stages of the Third Great Awakening. And historians tell us that, you know, the last several Great Awakenings, he didn't realize that they were in them when they were in them. They had to look back and say, oh my gosh, look what God did. I think we're in the beginning stages, and that's
just
the ignition point.
Amen.
Yeah. Judge Vance Day is on the phone with us. He is the president of Promise Keepers in Dysop Hun. He is the coordinator of prayer, national prayer coordinator for Promise Keepers. Dennis Popper, co-chairman of New Mexico Men of Honor, in studio with me right now. We're going to be back, talk a little bit more about the virtual event happening this Friday night and Saturday morning. It's free to everyone. We're going to one more time reiterate how you can sign up for that. There are watch parties and groups of men that will be watching it together. So stay with us. More to come.
God is love. God's love is intrinsic. It is as essential to God as light is to the sun, as blue is to the sky, as wet is to water. You don't make water wet. It is wet. In all of these cases, the attribute is intrinsic to the object. Take great joy in your God. He loves you. Hey, this is Pastor Scott Thom of Cross Christian Fellowship. Connect with us at crossfellowship.org.
The future of car buying is here at PetriePressGo.com. From fingertips to driveway, PetriePressGo.com is the easy and safe way to buy or lease from the comfort of home. Browse thousands of new and pre-owned vehicles. Click. View pricing, instant trade-in offers, real-time loan approvals, and more. Buy completely online without ever visiting our dealership. At your pace, from home, with doorstep delivery. Get started now at PetriePressGo.com.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. You have heard a word a lot here of late, and that word is essential. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, our master certified technicians understand that your car, truck, or SUV is essential to getting you from point A to point B. We are open for business. Our hours are 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. And don't forget that we have free towing with repairs. Just call for details. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. We are located on the corner of Southern and Western Hills across from McDonald's in Rio Rancho. And I'm here to tell you that the most essential thing in this life is the cross of Jesus. There is absolutely nothing more important to you and I. God saw you as essential and gave his only begotten Son that you would believe in him and have eternal life. Never minimize the cross. It's the centerpiece of the gospel, and never forget the hope you and I have in the empty tomb. I'm John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Well, I did not take my cue properly there. Sorry about that. Judge Vance Day is the president of Promise Keepers, and Dysapon is the national prayer coordinator. Dennis Popper, chairman of New Mexico Men of Honor, in the studio with us right now. Judge Day, I want to ask you a little bit. Promise Keepers is a ministry specifically to men, but kind of indirectly, it's really a ministry to women as well, isn't it?
Oh, no doubt. Women and children are the beneficiaries of any man keeping his promise. When a man understands that his identity first needs to be in Jesus, not in what he does, not in his family or his wealth or the toys or his cultural position, but solely in Jesus Christ. And that when the Lord calls us up to be men of God, women and children benefit directly. The family changes. Mm. I mean, it becomes a healthy place. It becomes a place of service for the man, because a husband is designed to serve his wife as Christ loved and served the church. And so when you love somebody with an unconditional love, you give yourself for them. I mean, so women and children are really promise reapers, mm-hmm. and men should be the promise keepers.
Dysap, how long have you been involved with Promise Keepers?
Well, my first Promise Keepers experience was back in 1995 when I attended the Los Angeles Men's Conference at the L.A. Coliseum, and then also went to three other Promise Keepers events in California. I've been serving as the Promise Keepers National Prayer Coordinator since February of last year.
Mm, nice.
And, Jim, I did want to let the listeners know that I'm looking at PromiseKeepersEvent.com. If you click Find a Host Site, there are four host sites. These are church buildings that's going to receive the simulcast on July 31st, August 1st, four in Albuquerque and one nearby in Cedar Crest. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure there's seats remaining if guys want to go, and they need to register because we want to make sure there's enough seating for everybody.
And Dysap, give us that website one more time and what people should click on, because we can't say that too many times on the radio.
Sure. PromiseKeepersEvent.com, one word, PromiseKeepersEvent.com, and then you click on the page that says Find a Host Site, and then you'll get a map and showing you where all the different simulcast locations are. And there are five in greater Albuquerque area.
Outstanding. A lot of people going to be interested in this. And, of course, our podcast is available at abqconnect.online. We also have it posted on Facebook, which is Facebook.com/abqconnect. So there's a lot of people in the southern part of the state that can't hear our broadcast live right now, but they may also be listening to this. So there, if you just go to the website, and again, that website is PromiseKeepersEvent.com. You can see a little map, and I don't know if you can see the map of the whole state of New Mexico. You can, and yeah. Dennis is showing it to me right now.
Yeah.
So there's places that are anywhere you can listen, but you can also, Judge Day said that we can sign up to actually look at the event just in our own homes if we would prefer that, right?
Yes, and that'll be live stream. And we highly recommend that men gather at one another's home so that they're not just watching it by themselves. Also, Judge Van State, would you share something about the Promise Keepers app, which is going to be incredible?
Absolutely. You know, in today's modern world, the cell phone or computers have become really the Roman road of the ancient world, meaning a place that can be dangerous, but that everybody gets to use. And, you know, the disciples, you know, went out and went on so many missionary journeys using the Roman road. And so that's what we think the internet presents for us today. And so, men, you can get the new Promise Keepers app. It'll come out this weekend. And it has a whole, I mean, just tons of content stacked in it. So if you want to listen to, you know, content that comes and talks about brotherhood or about training or discipleship or the navigators or any, many, many, many ministries, that's a great place to get content all in one place. Second thing it does is it allows men to gather in smaller groups. And we're building out that aspect of it. And you can watch the event, special, you know, specific speakers or longer versions of the event. So it's a place to gather, it's a place to learn, it's a place to grow, and it also challenges you to get some Bible doing, meaning get out in your community and make a difference in your small groups, your band of brothers, those fire teams. Every man, you know, Jim, you asked me the question before about how men have supported me in difficult times, and every man needs a band of brothers. Five, six guys that we do life with, that we trust, that we allow to keep us accountable, that we allow to speak tough with us. When I, you know, was a circuit court judge here in Oregon and made the decision to not marry same-sex couples, even though it wasn't part of my job, there was a four-year battle that ensued trying to force me out of that position and even put me in jail. And it was my band of brothers who stood next to me, held up my arms when sometimes I'd feel weak and wanted to go somewhere else, try to get out. And they kept on reminding me, you become, like James verse 1, chapter 1, verse 2 says, that a trial makes us mature and complete, lacking nothing. So you should be joyous, Vance.
Mm. Amen.
Not the best message sometimes, but it's the true message. You know, our emotions are not designed to be in the driver's seat. And so many times men allow them to be when God's really saying, no, I need a warrior here. I need you to pick up your sword and you need to take that territory. And men help us do that. So guys, get your small groups together. Enjoy the worship. Take in the messages and grow up in Christ. We cannot use chocolate soldiers in today's environment because chocolate soldiers melt in the heat. We need men who know what it is to be men. Courageous, strong, sturdy, compassionate men who are men, as Paul reminds us. Mm.
Judge Day, why do men have trouble being accountable and having the relationships that you've just described?
Well, I think it starts with a misunderstanding of how other people are, quote unquote, supposed to see us. Culture tells us that we're supposed to be invulnerable, you know, that we don't cry, we don't have emotions, we don't fail. We got to be something, you know, be all you can be and just do it. Culture says that, you know, we're always doing great feats. Well, that isn't the reality internally. And so men are afraid and they're cautious about trusting their failures to other men and talking about them. Hmm. But what men fail to see is that when we talk about those challenges that we have, we will find out that every single man on the planet has similar challenges. And so then once we build a trust relationship with other brothers who love Jesus, then we can be accountable to them. We can, without shame, because God shames us, and we're not, and we shouldn't shame each other.
Yes.
And so God comes to us and invites us into an adventure with him, and it satisfies deepest part of our being. And so because we're created for connection and we know it, but yet we're afraid because we have to be vulnerable. And you know, most guys, it's hard for us to figure out our emotions as they're happening. Women are a lot better than that than we are. We have to go into our, you know, our guy cave or to the garage and kind of stew on it for a while and think about it and then figure out, gosh, I must be insecure in that area and I really get to You know, when we do that with other men, they know our stuff, and they'll call us out on it, or call us up out of it, is really what should happen. Mm. So that's why men need men.
I think we need to call you Coach Vance Day.
That's good.
Hey, Dennis, I want to ask you a question. You, I've known you personally for a long time. You've had some tragedy in your family, and some of that is actually tied to Promise Keepers. How have these events, I know it's not Promise Keepers that's the focus. Promise Keepers is directing your attention to Jesus and to the relationships with other men. How has that encouraged your faith?
You know, I'm so glad that a friend of mine, Jerome, asked me to go to this thing called Promise Keepers in 93, I believe it was. And it was such a, you know, I heard so many men say the same thing. Man, it just changed so many things about my life towards Christ. And it did. It helped me pursue Christ even more because I saw the power of God, His Spirit, in the crowd of men I was in. And, you know, when you go to a weekend like that, it's life-changing for sure. But when you go home, it's like, okay, all that's over with. Now I only have me. Now what? Well, I got with a group of guys, started a Bible study, and we've been living life together. And like Vance says, we've been challenging each other, being transparent with each other, helping each other through tragedies and things that are ups and downs of life, that we can pray over each other and help each other through Scripture and have an answer with Scripture. So it's been great. I love it because God is in it.
Dysup, you are a man of prayer, obviously, as are Dennis and Judge Day, I'm sure. But that's really your vocation, in addition to something that you do in your own walk. Is it difficult to get men to pray together?
Well, I don't think so. I think that. When we start dissecting prayer into what it really is, it's connection with God, and when men realize it's a way to connect with God, first we listen to Him, and then we respond to Him in prayer. I'm just meeting more and more men who really enjoy praying, and especially men praying together, agreeing together in prayer. So. I'm just discovering that a lot of men enjoy prayer, and but they need to find out what prayer is all about. Not trying to get God to do something, but it's allowing God to enter into our lives and change us, so that we could become the answer to our own prayer. So when men begin to understand that, they realize prayer is very active, and it results in action. Men like to be doing things. And prayer gets us to do things that is blessing to others and bring God the glory. So more and more men, I believe, are finding out prayer is a wonderful, wonderful tool that God has given us.
Hey, can I just say real quick, Dysup, that I've been involved with you, I don't know, about 3 months of praying on the phone and in Zoom calls for this event coming up, and got to know other men through prayers throughout the country, the national prayer call. It's been amazing, and God is just so good, showing His heart through all these men. It's been an incredible blessing.
Well, thank you so much.
Judge Day, one more time. We've got about a minute left. Need you to tell us again how men can get signed up for the virtual event this weekend.
Men should go to, and women. Women can go and sign up their husbands.
Yeah, great.
65% of the tickets that were bought back in the 1990s and 2000s were bought by women. Huh. And they gave them to their husband and said, here's where you're going. So whoever wants to sign up, you go to promisekeepersevent.com. Promisekeepersevent.com. You can take the simulcast by going to a church and enjoying that, or you can take the live stream anytime within the next 60 days, starting July 31st. But you got to register. It's free, but you got to register. So go to promisekeepersevent.com.
And I'm thinking, as you're talking about that, that moms can sign up their sons, and girlfriends can sign up their boyfriends, and we need to get the men. We can all be better, can't we?
Amen.
Well, I thank you gentlemen so much for joining us today. Dennis Popper, he is the chairman of New Mexico Men of Honor and working very closely with the Ministry of Promise Keepers. Judge Vance Day is the president. Dysup Han is the national prayer coordinator. And gentlemen, we're going to be praying that this event just comes off in a magnificent way. We know a lot of people are going to be led to Christ. We know you're going to encourage a lot of believers, and I know that's going to strengthen the churches throughout New Mexico and the world. And I'm just honored to have had you on the program and talk about this, and hopefully we can follow up in a week or so and find out how it all went.
Love to do that, Jim. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate you joining us today on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.